Good morning. We continue our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We also continue to daven and to learn as a zchus for Achinu Shebi Yisrael b'chol makom shem, but specifically in Eretz Yisrael, that they should have bracha b'hatzlacha b'chol ma'asei yadeihem and refuah and yeshua and nechama for everybody. But we are going to finish Seder Moed today with the final two Mishnayos in Masechta Chagiga in the third parak. Haposeach es chaviso. Previously, we had learned that Am Aretz is suspended for the Shalosh Regalim. So now we want to know how long does the fact that this gezeira, that the stuff of the Am Aretz is going to be tamei, how long does that last? So let's say we have a chaver who opens up a barrel to start selling wine, or a maskel b'isas, or he makes this big, huge batch of dough in Yerushalayim during Yontif, and then an Am Aretz touches it in that situation. Now, the truth is, the reason why we suspended this issue and we allowed the dough to be okay, and the reason why we assumed that Am Aretz during the Shalosh Regalim was going to be treated like a chaver was to make sure that there was enough supply of wine and dough in Yerushalayim for Yontif. Now, what happens if you have leftover stuff? Rabbi Yudah, Mer Yigmar, Rabbi Yudah says, listen, after Yontif is over, you can finish whatever you made, whatever remains in the open wine barrel or the dough to chaverim who want to purchase things al taras hakodesh. But the chachamim omrim lo yigmar, the chachamim say you can't finish it off. Rabbi Yudah says, listen, you made the deal. It was made during this period in time. And so therefore, whatever is left over must be considered tor after the fact, right? Even if the Am Aretz touched it during Yontif. But the Chachamim say you can't finish it after the fact because the Gezeira goes back into effect once Yom Tov ends. And so whatever they touched beforehand is considered Tamei. So therefore it can't be sold to a Chaver after the fact. That is to say, after the Regel is over. Mishavar Regel, by the way, while we're on the subject, since we're so worried about things that Amei Aretz touch, once the Yontif is over, Hayu Mavir and Altaras Azara, the Kohanim would take out all the Kalim from the Beis Hamikdash, and they would take them in the mikvah in order to return the Tara into the Azara, since things that are touched by an Am Aretz are considered Tamei. Once the Yontif is over, the Kalim also, the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash also have to go into a mikvah. Avar Regal B'Yom HaShishi, Loyu Mavir Mnei Kavod HaShabbos. If Yontif ended on a Friday, in other words, if it ended on a Thursday night, so then they wouldn't go ahead and do this on Friday. They wouldn't title things on Friday because the Kohanim would be busy getting ready for Shabbos, which gave them no time to get to go ahead and title the stuff in the Beis HaMikdash. So they would delay the purification until Sunday. Rav Yudah Omer, Aflo Biyom Chamishi, even if Yontif ended on Wednesday night, they wouldn't go ahead. Why? Shein Kohanim Panuyim, they didn't have time on the day after Yontif. They were busy doing a different responsibility. On the day after the Yontif, they had to get rid of the piles and piles of ash, or the large pile of ash that was there from all the karbanos. That took a long time. So the Chachamim didn't want to make the Kohanim also have to go ahead and purify all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. So they never said you had to do it on the day after the Yontif. Because the Kohanim were not free the day after Yontif. So 2 days after Yontif, they would go ahead and be matar things. And Ketzad Mavir and Altar Sazara, what was the procedure afterwards? They would immerse the stuff that was in the mikdash, and they would say, they would say, be careful in the Beis HaMikdash, don't touch the shulchan and make it tamei. Because if you made the shulchan tamei, then you'd have to go toivel it. If you had to toivel it, that would mean that you would have to take off the lechem apanim. And we're told that there's a special mitzvah with the lechem apanim that it has to be lefanai tamid. It has to be in front of me all the time. You also have to know that all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash had backups and seconds and thirds. If the first ones became tamei, they would use the backups instead. All the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash needed to be toiveled after the Yom Tov to get rid of the Am Aretz Tumah, except for the two mizbachos, the golden one and the copper one. The golden one was used for the Ketores. The copper one, the golden one was made of Atze Shittim Omdim, from Shittim wood. The copper one was used to burn other karbanos. It was originally built of Shittim and plated with copper, right? Of course, in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't made out of copper. It was made from stone, which can become tamei. And so we're assuming that when we talk about the Mizbach HaNechoshes, it's either a theoretical situation in regard to that situation, because obviously the one made out of stone doesn't become tamei. Now, we also say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, The Mizbach Azav and the Mizbach HaNechoshes can't become tummy, so they all have to go to the mikvah, according to Rabbi Yezer. The Chacham is saying, no, the real reason why these things don't become tummy is because they're plated with metal. And so therefore, they have to be taken to the mikvah after Yantif, just like other Kalim. But of course, as we say, that would only really, really apply not to the Mizbach HaNechoshes, because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbach HaNechoshes was actually not Nechoshes. It would only apply to the Mizbach HaZahav. With that, we close out Masechta Chagiga and Seder Moed, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we enter the wonderful world of Yavamos when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.